From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to Let the Bible Speak. In just a few moments, you'll hear a message from the Word of God brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the minister of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, he continues a message entitled, Christ, the Savior and Satisfier of the Soul, in John 7, 37 and 38. On the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the Lord Jesus stood and cried, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Here is the remedy for every spiritual need of mankind, expressed in the simplest possible terms. If you are thirsty, come to me and drink. There is no need to complicate the gospel. Before coming to the message, however, Dr. Cairns brings a heartbreaking story in today's hot topic, Baby for Sale, $30.
Florida police have charged a man and a woman on two counts of trying to sell their two-month-old baby. The pair first tried to sell the baby in a bank parking lot, and later in the parking lot of a PetSmart store, after offering a couple of beer, the father offered the child for sale for $30. The people they approached at first thought they had to be joking, but found out just how serious they were when the mother started yelling at them. So they called the police, who arrested the parents and placed the baby with Child Protective Services. It sounds like the parents were drunk or high on drugs, but the bottom line is, whatever the reason or excuse, they tried to sell their child for $30. Most people will at once agree that that was at least an act of atrocious neglect, and perhaps a whole lot more. We have no hesitation in stigmatizing the parents as incapable and even dangerous. And we would be right. But how many people who would be quick to condemn the outrageous behavior of those parents in Florida are really free from much the same crime? All across America, parents are selling their children for money. Oh, I know they don't go about it as crudely as those people did, but they do it all the same. Many fathers neglect their children. They pay for their food and shelter, but they're too busy with their jobs or with their sports or with their buddies to spend much time with their kids. Mothers often do the same. The bottom line is that parents fob their kids off to someone else. Many haven't a clue about their children's friends or even about their whereabouts. Usually by the time they find out, it's too late. They've sold their kids for money, or their own pleasure, or whatever. Instead of taking money for their kids, they may actually spend money to farm them out. But the principle remains the same. In their case, they'll probably never be called to account before a court, at least here on earth, though they will certainly have to answer to the judge of all the earth. Jesus once asked, What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Those are urgent questions that each of us should face. But allow me to recast them slightly. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own child? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his child? Are you selling your family short? What price have you put on them? What are they really worth to you? Are they worth enough for you to make their salvation your chief concern for them? For you to teach them the gospel by precept and by example? for you to take them to a good church and make sure they return to a good home. It's the easiest thing in the world to lose your children. It's worse still when you've sold them for the transitory gain of this world. How much is your child really worth to you? Don't send him to the world or to the devil. Dedicate him to the Lord and ask for his wisdom in rearing him in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Instead of selling your child, invest heavily in his spiritual well-being. The dividend on such investment is eternal. Start investing today.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the life of the Apostle Peter. The articles will be both informative and inspirational. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week. Thank you.
Do you see what he's saying? If you want God's salvation, it's there for you. And don't let anybody talk you out of it. It's for you. If you want God's salvation. He says, if you thirst, you don't need any further warrant. You don't need anything else that tells you you have a right to come to him. It is sin then to say, I'm thirsting. But have I any right to come to Christ? That's sin. That's unbelief. That's you contradicting the Son of God. Do you thirst? He says, come to me. Indeed, as it's put in the Greek New Testament, the if is very interesting here. You know, even in English, a little word like if, we just don't think of it. We use it quite naturally. But it can have various significations. The classical language, classical Greek language, is certainly very capable of giving every nuance of meaning to the word if. As it's presented here, it means this. If you thirst, it will be proved by the fact that you come to Christ. If you thirst, how do we know you really thirst? You'll come to Christ. Let's bring this into the natural realm for a moment. You get a man in the desert. He's dying of thirst. His tongue is swelling in his mouth. He is hardly able to make it through another hour, never mind another day. And suddenly, there is an oasis. Now tell me, in all honesty, does that man need a philosopher to tell him what it means to stoop and drink? Does that man need an education to tell him what it means to stoop and drink? No, no. That's the simplest thing in the world. Now, says Jesus, if you thirst, come to me. But don't talk about wanting to be saved if you're not willing to have Christ. Because you're only kidding yourself. Don't talk about thirsting if you're not willing to come to Christ. But if you thirst, come unto me and drink. For if you confess your need and your desire, then the Lord himself will meet it. Isn't that how the Bible ends? What is the great point to which all revelation leads us? Revelation 22, verse 17, let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. That's what you're all coming to. If you're thirsty, there's water for you. And I'm glad that this is an invitation that covers the whole of life. It's not just the initial coming to Christ for the initial pardon of sin and the initial acceptance, what we call conversion, loosely. It's not just the initial action. Salvation is a very expansive term that covers everything from the initial moment of coming to life until eternal glory. It includes it all. So this is a word for Christians. How often we get weary. How often we drag our feet. We fulfill the picture of Isaiah chapter 40 and 31. We need our strength renewed. We need wings to lift us up into the air like eagle's wings. We need to be able to run without fainting. and stumbling. That's our need. Here we are today. And you know, for a Christian, this is a not only debilitating, but depressing. I remember a man who shall be nameless. You could hardly believe this is true, but it was. He was insulting to me. Could you imagine anybody wanting to insult me? But he was insulting, bitter, and to put it bluntly, a liar. And after a whole bunch of escapades of this kind of thing, he looked at me and he said, "Well, I didn't think you had any feelings. I didn't think it would hurt you." We can all drag. But what do you do? What do you do? You get to Christ. You get to Christ. I remember a time, you'll forgive the personal illustration because it's easier for me to illustrate from my own experience than somebody else's. I remember a time, and at the time even my wife didn't know about it. There was no use bothering her because she probably saw the results, but it wouldn't do her any good. She couldn't do anything about it. I was still in Northern Ireland. The work, to all intents and purposes, was doing well. But if ever Satan was real, he was real then. I remember a 9-month period when every morning I would get up with a knot in my throat that seemed as big as a tennis ball. It was hard to read, it was hard to pray, it was hard to preach, it was hard to counsel, it was hard to help, it was hard to visit hospitals. It was hard to lecture students. It was hard to do everything. Nothing came easy. Week after week, and month after month. But you know, through that time, there was only one thing I could do. I couldn't go to my books. Well, I could, but they didn't do any good. I knew the theology enough to know what was true, but simply knowing what was true didn't do me any good. We had a little room upstairs, a very small room, couldn't have whipped a cat in it, and that was my study, and that's where I would go and just come to Christ. Just come to Christ, and day by day to drink enough of Christ. Strength for the day and hope for tomorrow. Come unto me. Come unto me and drink. Drink. Isaiah 12 says, "Withdraw, with joy shall we draw water from the wells of salvation." What are those wells? They're the well springs of grace in Christ. What is that drawing? It is faith in Jesus. Is He who He says He is? Has He done what He said He has done? Has He succeeded? Will He ever fail? Is His word trustworthy and true? Then let me come to Christ. And if I perish today, I will perish trusting Jesus. But that's impossible. I'm the focus, says Christ. I am the object of your faith. And thank God, believing Him is never in vain. And He doesn't see it by half measures, as will be obvious from the third word picture that here He gives of Himself as the giver of spiritual fullness. He that believeth in me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. In other words, when the Lord Jesus Christ gives His grace to a man, He gives him all he needs to live in the fullness of love and joy and peace and power in the Holy Ghost. It's all in Christ. Now, I don't want to be insensitive, because I've just given you my own experience. And the Lord sometimes withdraws for a little time in order that He may come with all the greater comfort. He allows us to go through things so that we ourselves may be able to comfort others with the comfort wherewith we have been comforted by God. But it is not the will of the Lord that we live dark, dull, or defeated lives. That's not God's will. How do I know it? Ephesians 1 verse 3, He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's the promise. 2 Peter 1 verse 3, one of the most remarkable statements in all the Bible. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now let's take that at its face value. What does it take for me to live today? What does it take for me to live in godliness today? What does it take? Then it's in Christ. He hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. This is beautifully illustrated for us in the Gospel of John. We have a text this morning about the water of life. There are three such texts in John. In John chapter 3 verse 5, he speaks of being born of water and of the Spirit. Without going into the exposition of that text again, the form of the words indicates the meaning born of spiritual water. That's what he's talking about, a reference back to the prophecy of Ezekiel. Then in John chapter 4 verse 14, he says to the woman at the well, "Whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up unto everlasting life." And now in John chapter 7 verse 38, "Whosoever believeth in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Do you see it? There's water enough to get you saved. That's John chapter 3. There's spiritual water to cleanse, to regenerate, to bring you to life. There's the water of life. There is grace in Christ to save us. Man, let's start off there today. That's where Jesus starts with a guilty, needy sinner. If you're thirsting for life, there is everything in me that you need for salvation. Do you need reconciled to God? That reconciliation's in my blood. Do you need the forgiveness of sins? Do you need the cleansing of conscience? It's all in the blood that I shed. Do you need to be sealed forever? That is by my grace. You're sealed in me. Whatever you need. God is satisfied with me, says Christ. What did He say on the cross? Finished. How could He say that? Because as He said, finished, God testified, it is enough. You don't need anything but Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel.
or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now, that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.